This podcast is brought to you by the BMG Group, South Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Monday, July 6th, 2009, from Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Amy Witherden. Making headlines today. South Africa's state-owned Industrial Development Corporation expects to become increasingly active in the energy sector, both as a partner to independent power producers and as a financier of mega transport fuel projects. CEO Jeffrey Trainer says that the IDC's board has already approved the Development Finance Institution's support for three IPP participants and that it is in discussions with several others on both renewable and conventional power projects. For the IDC, the most ambitious energy-related mega-project being considered is its joint study with Sasol of a new 80,000-barrel-per-day coal-to-liquids complex which could be developed in Limpopo province. United Nations Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon said that help for exporters in developing nations is important to help tackle a global downturn expected to cut trade flows by 10% this year. Ban said that cross-border commercial flows have tremendous potential as an engine of sustained economic growth and development. Speaking at a summit in Geneva on aid for trade, attended by the heads of the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and various regional development lenders, Ban said that trade must be part of efforts to stimulate economic recovery. He stressed, however, that trade openness alone is not sufficient. Countries must first have a competitive production base in order to export. Also making headlines, Petro SA is in liquefied natural gas import talks for its Mossel Bay gas-to-liquid plant. The South African Federation of Civil Engineering Contractors is meeting with labour unions in a last-ditch attempt to prevent a nationwide construction workers' strike. The Minister of Transport, Sibusiso Ndebele, says that taxis must participate in all aspects of transport. And China builds a $17.6 billion wind project in a major push to boost renewable energy and cut the nation's reliance on coal. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.